Hello, thank you for watching Yoda Options. This episode, it's Zeta. I'm joined, Danny right now. You have an album out?
Yeah, we just got this album called Todo Bailarlo.
Okay. Where can people get it?
Everywhere.
Okay.
they can get it through skeletallining.com.
Hell yeah. Follow at Join Zeta. Follow at You Had Options. Like, comment, subscribe, all that stuff.
Support.
Thanks for joining me, fellas. Catch them on tour right now. Find their dates at Join Zeta.
JoinZeta.com.
Right on. Thank you.
That means you have to stop TikTok.
You can keep TikToking.
Okay.
Zeta, thanks for joining me in studio.
Lovely to be here.
Check.
Do y'all want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, my name is Danny.
And I'm Juanchi.
And I'm Antonio.
I'm Michael. Yeah. Oh, you guys played at the Firehouse last night? In Birmingham? How was that?
It was fire.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I think we've played there for... This was a third time.
Yeah.
And I really like it this time around. I think just having friendly faces that we already know...
Yeah.
It always makes it very welcoming. And it was good. I liked it.
Nice. Yeah. I wish I could have made it. I came super late.
It's okay. You were in a cool show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of wish we were there where you were a little bit. I mean, you got to see Black Midi.
Black Midi? It was sick.
That's really cool.
Yeah. What, so you guys just started this tour, right? How many shows are you in?
Technically, we normally do a big chunk for tours, big legs, and we decided this year for the first time separating a big leg into three parts.
Okay.
So we did in July, we did 10 dates, and then August, we did 11 dates, and September is 16th dates, and that's it. So for this leg, for the September one, this is
like four days in?
Five days in.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So y'all have like normal jobs? Kind of.
Normal is difficult in this team.
Alternative jobs.
Alternative jobs.
It's
quite hard to have. It's quite hard to procure a normal job. You know, because I think that pretty much all of us here have committed and decided that the
rock and roll schedule is kind of
what brings us the most kind of peace and joy.
For sure.
So we kind of work around that. So we do all sorts of stuff. Danny's a chef. He's worked food industry for a long time. I work at home for a pedal company. Juanchi does full-time booking. He's always like... just dealing with the trials and tribulations of what it is to actually have a tour happen. So that's, you know, that's the job of like three people. So,
yeah.
You know, so we all, a lot of the session work, drums, you know. So we all kind of have to, we work around it to make it flow in the way that it should.
Yeah,
because he said it just like that.
Yeah, you kind of, I think when you pursue music as a career, you kind of like have to configure all of the other aspects of your life around it. And that doesn't mean that you won't do other stuff. It's just doing stuff that will allow you the right time to dedicate to music.
And, for sure.
I've been trying to do it as a full-time job. I don't really book any other bands. I help some friends, but it's mostly just doing this, you know, the Zeta thing. I moved to Charlotte like a year ago, and I think one of the benefits of moving was being able to afford a less expensive life. Charlotte versus South Florida. And being able to just dedicate myself to creating content, booking, and doing all sorts of like band related things.
Yeah, it's definitely a lifestyle. It's like, and it's weird because you also have to, like, in terms of like relationships of like dating somebody or getting married or whatever, having a partner that understands like the lifestyle too.
On board. I am lucky to be with someone that it's also a musician. And I think we get each other very well, and we support each other in all of the just all of the mindset for being a musician and and all the tribulations that you go through psychologically. It's weird because it's both defining a work ethic for your project, which is something that it's completely personal. Like, it's there's not really a book that says like you should do this or that. Or at least not that I know.
Still looking for it.
So it's kind of like you define a work ethic. You, for instance, I have my schedules, my, you know, I try to take it very seriously like that. I have a little space in the house that it's just for working. So that I actually, you know, prepare myself and go and do work from time to time. But it's also the other side of that is opening up a shell that was never opened before. We're a band that grew in the DIY and punk ethos. So it's been like just like maybe questioning myself all the time, like, should I be doing this? Should this be a work, like a job? This shouldn't be a job, or, you know, like, just like,
What do you mean, like?
Well, like, I think there's punk rock trauma. In making it a career feels like a little bit like leaving the DIY.
I see what you're saying.
Although, at the same time, it's more do it yourself than it ever was. It's just taking different avenues to make it happen.
It's weird. It's a weird life because, like you're saying, you have like expenses, like a van. You gotta put a fucking gas in the van. Like, I don't know, props or like, you know, exposure or whatever doesn't fill up the van. So I understand what you're saying, where it's like, you got to kind of draw a line. I don't know. It's weird because with art,
I don't know, man. We eat exposure all the time.
Exactly.
We fill the tank. We put some exposure in there, and it runs.
Convert it. No, it doesn't. You got the exposure converter in the van. It's weird. But Zeta's been. How long has Zeta been a thing?
Next year, we're gonna turn 20 years.
What?
Yeah.
20 years.
20 Damn. Years yeah. in February.
Danny and me are the only original members up to this point, because we went through a big process of immigration, and we kind of like lived partially in many countries before coming to this one. And you know, the band kind of like shed their skin while we were moving. Some people were like moving to Europe, others like stayed, and we came here. So we kind of had to reinvent ourselves. Mm. And but it's cool because it opened the band into a more like a collective type of thing. Although the core of the band, it's these four members. It's Antonio, Eduardo on the drums, Danny and me. Yeah. And so and we work really cool, and that core will never change. But then some people will come in and go, some other musicians, which makes it very fun.
Yeah, I think that's cool. I think like you, it seems like it's more of a like you're saying, a collective instead of just like a rigid.
Through my time playing with them, I've heard all sorts of stories. You know, sometimes people from South America will come to the shows, like they'll find Zeta through this cosmic thing. It's like, I saw you played in my house in Peru, and it was just the two of you. Juanchi was on bass and screaming, and Danny was on the drums. There's a lot of people that know this band in different forms, and it's truly a collective in that sense. There's like this mass of people that have been involved just in one way or another, just because they believe in the art, you mm-hmm. know. And I think that's something very unique to this group.
Let's say we always been very committed to make the music sound, mm-hmm. you know. So always the migration has been like a situation, you know. And through the years, like many a times, we have to like go to a place and some of the musicians didn't make it, you know. So we're like, oh wow, okay. So I hop in the drums and you play bass and you play guitar and let's just do it. You know? We just gotta do it.
I like even something as simple as just like y'all's Instagram handle, Join Zeta. It's like a thing. Like
yeah.
I love it.
So. I think in that regard, change is a huge thing for us. It's an embracing change. It's like kind of like our motto.
Yeah.
We released an album called Todo Bailarlo, which means dance through everything or dance at all or...
shake it off.
Exactly. And essentially, we're trying to honor... especially seeing it from the eyes of Latino immigrants.
Yeah.
We're trying to honor that feeling of coping with difficult situations, like going away from your house or leaving friends in other places and stuff like that. But keep on dancing, keep on moving, you know? So that's our last album talks about that, I think. Every album, it's kind of like a huge effort of expressing our identity. Mm. I think that also migrating gave it that push, that need of like, here's what I am all about and this is what I can bring to this community or whatever. That's kind of like our thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So adapting.
So you two... How long have y'all been living in America, I guess? When did y'all...
Like 5 years?
Since 2016.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, we came to tour for a second time, and things were really, really weird back home, and our families were like, you should look for a different place to live, right? And so...
Just like a different country entirely, yeah.
And so we tried Colombia, we tried Mexico, Danny tried Argentina for like 8 months.
Yeah.
And then we came here, and a friend suggested going to an immigration lawyer. They were like, oh, the first consultation. It's completely free. Like, do it, no pressure. And so we went there, and they painted us this, like, beautiful outcome.
They're it's gonna
be in a year, you guys will be residents with with your career and the years that you have.
Yeah.
But there's so many tiny moving parts to things, and I don't want to, like, talk for an hour about just that process. But anyway, the year is 2022, and we're still going through that process. So it's taking forever, of being a resident, of having a resident status, not even really a citizenship.
Okay.
Just to be able to be here, you know? And so it's during that time we've been just touring the U.S.
Yeah.
We used to move all the time. We were pretty much just jumping from one city to another and living in those cities for a month or two and meeting musicians and crazy things that are cool, that are like used to be the things that defined us.
Yeah.
But these last years it's been just US. Luckily, the United States are very big and every state feels kind of like its own country.
Its own thing, yeah.
So that's been really cool, trying to discover the US through the music.
Yeah.
I think we've visited like 40 states, or I think it's going to be 40 states in this tour, because we're going to Delaware. Never play there.
Going to Delaware. Yeah. Is there a state or a city where you guys have like preconceived like thoughts of like, oh, this is going to be a shitty place, but then it turns into like, oh, this is a great place?
Many times. Surprises are like a thing. Like, sometimes you think, nobody's going to show up to the show. Yeah. Like, we're going to just play here for three people, and you get surprised.
Yeah.
You know, some other times you're expecting, like, oh, I'm going to see all the friends that I made the before pandemic. And then you go there, and nobody lives there. Like, some other people just don't play anymore, or... Yeah. Or the power couple that hold it together, break up, or
break up the family. Yeah.
The normal.
It's pretty unpredictable.
The normal DIY community struggle, I think.
Yeah. But every place has its charms too, you know? And especially like, you know, in the context of like being there to play music, I think that you can appreciate a place in a very. Raw or pure state, because you see like the ecosystem of the people of that place, you know,
for sure,
and that always gives you a very insightful look at what these places are, and that always gives us hope because there's always cool people everywhere.
Yeah,
so you really get to see like all these preconceived notions that I had about that this has to be a certain way, like they get kind of blown out because you realize that, you know, everything is way bigger and that there's beautiful people with kind souls that just want to experience and share art everywhere. Yeah. So,
like you, Michael.
Ah, stop it, Danny. Stop it. Oh man, no. Danny, I love your outfit. Can we talk about your outfit?
Well,
are you? Sorry.
Who are you wearing?
Who are you wearing? Head to toe. How much was this outfit?
I feel like all. I always been like very passionate about the black collar.
Okay.
For years, I always like wear black collar, but lately, you know, I've been like feeling the colors a lot.
I don't know. Do you know the term peacocking?
No.
It's you know, like a peacock spreads. It's like I'm here.
Yeah.
Look at me.
You know, like, the peacocks that live behind Marshall's house and stuff?
So
it's they like,
have the beautiful colors. Nice, okay.
Look at my beautiful colors.
Yeah, you know, it's like, it's very interesting because emotionally, I will say has been like the harder years of my life.
Yeah.
So definitely it's looking for a balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
I gotta say, always Danny has been really good with like clothing and contrasting, like just clothes and accessories and stuff like that. Yeah. I think he's really good at all of that part.
Yeah, also like the music in the album and what we are promoting, I think it's like very empowering of the loudness that we have as a Latino culture, you know. So bringing like this music, you know, and the whole like palette that we're wearing and using for the record,
yeah.
You know, which is like these like plain basic colors.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of like vibing with it, and since you know. Allows me to create like these outfits that are like everyday you know like uniform.
Yeah.
You know, like this is the uniform for this job. So, you know, I just have all these like plain color stuff. It's perfect for touring. You know, you don't have to worry about how to dress.
Yeah.
You just get it there like every day, you know, just like clean tea.
I love it.
You know.
Have you guys like ever, I don't know, tried to
I'll
make
say
like
summer. It's oh, yeah. Summer, you know, because, you know, when some other times, you know, we always, like, pretty, like, enjoy, like, how we're gonna, like, dress for the tours and the music and the sets that we're gonna play. Then we gotta, like, you know, like, curate this whole vibe for the shows. So for these two, we were like, damn, it's gonna be hot. We're gonna play this and stuff like that. So we've been working, like, this, like, color theme for a while.
Okay.
So when I saw, like, oh, wow, it's, like, so hot. For me, it was like, well, I'm gonna like take like that spot of like basketball player kind of thing.
I can see it. Yeah.
I don't know if in the background you'll hear this train,
big ass train. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it has been like very like comfortable.
Train's trying to dim Danny. It's not happening.
Yeah. It's like you run past your time. Like you talk to
it's, yeah, the playoff music.
F sharp.
Do y'all so living in different parts? Well, I guess most of the three of y'all live in South Florida still,
mm-hmm.
and then in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, is it difficult, like practicing or getting ready for y'all set for tours?
I definitely miss practicing more.
Yeah,
like
full band.
Yeah. Also because it's therapeutic.
Yeah,
it's like. You go to the rehearse and then there's a whole new life after.
Yeah.
But I think it has its cool things too. Like every time we get together, it's like, it's very exciting.
It's more special.
Yeah.
It's
more planned.
Yeah.
You know, and
Intentional. Yeah.
It's way more intentional.
And it's also a cool excuse to make the tour happen.
Yeah.
And to try to organize more things. And it's cool.
Yeah, I would say like being pretty organized has been like very like useful for these days.
Yeah.
When we're not in the same place.
Yeah.
We've also had to come up with our own workarounds to like, how do we even rehearse? Like not being in the same place, and you know we've done certain things. At least the last two tours, we like we had Eduardo record all the drums for our set. You know, because we'll have a certain pool of songs that we'll try to play on different tours, kind of like. Spice it up. These guys have been making music for super long, so there's just so many songs, and you know, every couple of years it's like, oh yeah, it's the 10th anniversary of this, or like, you know, so it's like
every couple of years, oh yeah, it's the 10th anniversary of this.
Yeah, so then it's like, okay, well, we gotta, you know, brush it off, and you know, especially in those contexts, you like kind of breathe new life into old music, and you.
Yeah.
And seeing how those songs change and grow over time, you know, that's been something interesting that I get to see these guys kind of like have those light bulb moments. It's like, this song is still good, you know, but now it's even better, like, because it's through the lens of now, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, you know, recording the stuff, like, everyone kind of like records their part, and we can kind of like objectively hear the set, you know, even though we're not there. But it almost causes you to be a little bit more surgical, maybe, about your decisions and like what you're gonna do. You kind of have a bit more of a plan that way, I think. So that's been how we practice.
Nice.
It's essentially like making a pre-production of the live set.
Yeah.
But it's cool because we get to work in every song and then put together different set scenarios. Because we try to just not stop. We like, as soon as the show starts, we're not trying to.
You're going. Yeah.
Yeah. So we kind of have like certain interludes or little breaches here and there.
Songs are always changing.
Yeah. Even the
songs are like 15. It's life.
It's a living, breathing thing.
They're always changing. Yeah. You think that you're playing the songs, but the songs are playing you.
Damn. Oh my god. Wow. Just got rocked. That was good. I like that.
So that's why they sound different.
Yeah.
Because you're not always the same. So you play different, even when you think that you're playing the same.
Yeah.
It sounds different. Wow. And the song suffered the consequences.
So do you guys think about like the 20 year we got to do something big? We gotta get the tour bus. We were talking about tour vehicles before.
It feels like, wow, it's 20 years. What you do when you know?
We rent a bus. Just to see what it feels like. Like, let's get a bus. One day only. One show.
20 years.
Pick the show you want a bus to.
Yeah. I'll get a CDL license and I'll drive y'all. Yeah. I'll get my trucker license.
Sick.
I think for the 20th year, we just want to celebrate, you know, and try to take that joy to many places. We're going to the South by Southwest next year, and another festival that I don't know that we can.
You can tell me off when we stop recording. You can tell me.
But yeah, we're planning some cool stops in the run. And it's also just exciting. It's crazy. It's like 20 years. I never thought we were going to get to this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember, you know, like when I say like, wow, one day, you know, when you imagine like having like 20 years with a band, you know, and you're like, wow.
It's a long time.
I remember when I dropped college and I said to my folks, like, you know, if I'm like 30 or something, I'm not gonna keep on doing this. Nah. I'm turning 35 these years. It's like, I was totally lying.
It's
crazy to think. For example, I'm 32 years old. You know, when we started the band, I was 12 year old kids. So. It's kind of scary to think, like, okay, who am I in? Yeah. You know, without this whole thing,
it's like
of the music and the band and the stuff. Like, well,
it's kind
of crazy.
It's like you'd be like losing like some of your identity.
I grew up with it, around it.
Like, you know more about that than any other thing,
you know.
Yeah,
like through the school.
What else have you been doing for 20 years?
Yeah. Like the whole, like everything. You know, it's like a family thing. Like,
yeah. Whenever, so y'all were talking about like moving around, like living in Argentina and different South America places. Was there ever a point where y'all were like, I don't know if we can do this?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So many times. It was so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
And like touring and South America in between countries and inside every country, you know. It's not as simple as just go and rent a band and, you know, like.
Yeah.
I've heard stories of these guys getting dropped off like off a bus in Argentina, and it's like, "Oh yeah, the place that you're going to play is just a couple blocks this way," and having to like walk miles with gear, like that just sounds like a fever dream to me. It's
Argentinian blocks, they're longer. Yeah.
They're, yeah.
Apparently.
Everybody there will say, like, oh, it's only, like, very, like, Italian. It's only, like, two, three blocks. It's nothing. You walk for, like, 2 hours, and you're like, yes, yes.
Yeah, but
it's fun.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
At the same time, I gotta say, the first time we went to Argentina, and every time we went, the music, the passion was just something crazy out of the world. And you stop and think, like, these people have to go through hell to make it work just to play a house show.
Yeah.
And they do it, and they play the most amazing music. Yeah. And that's it. They're not expecting to make it big.
Right.
They don't need that expectation to make the music.
Yeah.
Which is like, wow, it's like...
That is so common in the, you know, the South American reality.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's I like to think it was like a nice training, you know?
Yeah, like, definitely
all of that traveling, all of those shows... Everything that we did before, you know,
it is like a character building, like
100%, yeah,
giving you, like, I don't know, toughness or grit or whatever of
I think, like, also just having the experience of playing with every type of gear, every type of show.
For example, here, you know, a tough night. We played X City, you know,
right, yeah.
Star, like, snowing. We don't have a place to stay. We're in the band. We sleep in the band.
Yeah.
Snowstorm. But we're in the band. And we're here, like, and Tony's like, oh my God, bro, you know, And we're like, wow, we're in the band, you know, we're still in the band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before, we probably were, like, in Argentina.
Sleeping in a terminal.
Yeah.
Just waiting for a train or something.
Yeah.
Two people have, you know, stay up, taking care of the other people, you know, the gear.
Yeah. It's tough, yeah. Do you feel like bringing in, like, newer people, it, like, kind of recharges y'all, or, like, gives you a new breath or something?
Well, it's funny because sometimes we just sound like old people telling these stories to Tony, you know.
Let me tell you about
2005. You know, yeah. And we're like, bro, one time. And he's like, here we go again, you know.
These grandpas over here.
Yeah, there's literally nothing that they haven't already, like, been through. So
No. Like, already, it's exaggerated right now. There's nothing they haven't, like, gone through.
But it's
true.
Oh, dude.
We just haven't been through a lot because it's 20 years.
When people say, it's very hard being a vegan and being on tour, we always think, like, try that in South America. You'd be eating bread.
Just
for months.
Potatoes and ketchup.
Bread, potatoes and ketchup a lot.
Yeah.
Colombia, white rice.
You can make only. You can cross a whole Colombia just eating potato.
Yeah.
You're going to have potato all, like, everywhere. You can find potato everywhere.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Everywhere.
They have bags of, like not just, like, fried
fruits and a lot of,
like,
fruits,
steamed potatoes, everywhere. Stuff
that's
like
amazing.
That.
That's cool. It's you can find fruits salt. Easy and nuts. Oh, you can do it. You just need to.
You gotta think. It's like just, talking about the set earlier. You gotta plan it.
You gotta plan. You gotta what do you mean? It's like nuts.
Yeah,
it's fruits.
How long have y'all been? Y'all two been vegan?
I don't know, like 10-ish years. 11?
Yeah.
I don't know. Damn.
What's your favorite vegan dish? Like, if you're at your house and you're like, oh, I'm
cooking,
treat myself.
Honestly, you know, wow, a lot. I grew up in the Arabian Lebanese culture.
Oh, okay.
And we have so many, like, vegetables.
Yeah.
And plates made out of vegetables. So that was pretty cool. But in general, yeah, I love the mix of the sweet and the tangy and spicy and fruity. So yeah, I really have so much fun in the kitchen. It's hard to have like a favorite meal, but definitely it's gonna be like yeah, I don't know, Middle Eastern, but also Asian, but also
Middle Eastern. Okay.
Yeah.
Everything, a fusion. Yeah.
I'm kind of an addict to pizza, honestly.
Oh, man. Wow.
But I've been trying to have it like once or twice a tour because it's just too good.
Like cauliflower pizza?
Whatever pizza. I love pizza.
Yeah, but I know what you're talking about. Like, yeah, like, what, like, what, how can I have this like pizza every day?
Yeah.
But if I had to say a favorite dish from Danny... is definitely all of the Middle Eastern food.
Yeah.
Like, he's really good at that.
Like, what's your favorite Middle Eastern thing?
Wow.
Shawarma King.
Shawarma?
Falafel King.
Tabbouleh. Oh, my God. Yeah.
After, you know, Louis, we have this meal made out of raw meat. It's raw meat. It's called kibbeh. I mean, like I was saying, is that yeah, it's like this like plate that yeah, when we stopped eating meat, it was like, you know, plenty of times like the family will do it like, yeah, because it's like something special. Like, oh no, I'm not doing this anymore. They're like, for real, like not even this. And you're like, yeah, not even that. So it was years, like 10 years later, where it took me to come out with a like sitting one day like, how can we make this? How can I do this? How can I bring this back? And I found a way to make a vegan kibanaya. And I know that that's one of like his favorite.
Yeah. It's even better vegan because it's not like eating raw meat.
It's
terrible for
it's
your
not good for you.
Yeah, like digestion. But the vegan version of it, it's great.
What is it? Like tempeh? What? Or like what's the meat substitute?
Well, you use tomatoes.
Okay.
And you use, you can go like, sometimes I pick like a couple of different like meat substitutes to create like more like made out of like seitan or like create a texture. Yeah. But definitely, that's a plate that the whole flavor comes straight out of the spices that you use.
Yeah.
And the little vegetables because it has like these like, peppers and just greens that make like a whole. Yeah, it has like mint and parsley. It's very interesting. It's called kibanaya.
Yeah. Okay. To look it up.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, in general, like food. Food is a whole trip.
He does this like a sushi sandwich type of thing.
Oh yeah, onigirasu. I don't know if you have seen those. Like sushi sandwiches.
I've seen the sushi burrito.
That's so delicious. So delicious.
Yeah. Food. The food can be so much fun when you just like have to rediscover yourself and refine you know, like everything that you're like, that you like built. Like, like everything that you've been eating like forever. Realize that there is a way to like find something like, I won't say the same, but similar that probably will like even better because, you know, it's not also how it tastes, but also how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
And that's the part that you can only experiment it when you do it.
Yeah. Damn, you've had like these deep thoughts, like just based off like food.
Them boys just pineal gland.
Them boys is hungry.
The third eye, yeah. Yeah, you guys are gonna go. Are you guys gonna go to Slutty Vegan here?
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean,
whatever the Moxie Beat guys pick.
Should we?
Slutty Vegan's good. I liked it. I'm not vegan, and I liked it.
Well,
that says a lot.
So when are you gonna turn into, you know, like this like magic adventure of like taking the meat out of your plate?
I don't know. I'm I'm not good with planning stuff.
It's like different blooming, like a new blooming in your life.
Shedding my meat skin.
Imagine like I've been eating this forever, and then you're like, wow.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah.
You know, like you will like find yourself in a whole different way with different plates.
Yeah.
You know, with different like. I never imagined that you could do this out of an eggplant.
Oh yeah.
Of a piece of tofu. Tofu's good.
Oh shit. Cool. Yeah. I mean, we've done a full conversation here. I feel like.
Yeah.
Do y'all have any anything? Any closing words you want to say?
Well, it's always good to remind. The drink water is good. I need to drink more water. And you know already.
I think I'll say...
Don't eat the homies.
Something that it's... That we can take out of our experience with the music thing.
Yeah.
Is... there's no really rules or a time frame for things to be good or bad or successful. Like sometimes it's like us, you have 20 years and then all of a sudden you're touring and doing the thing. Sometimes it just takes 1 year, but you definitely have to put yourself out there and try to never measure your success through other people's.
It's tough.
That's a good one.
I think that's a good related to the music thing that we could say.
Oh yeah, I was going to talk about or ask y'all about that, like, since living in Latin America compared to living in America now, do you think, is there a big difference between, I think that it's like a big American thing of like, oh, success, we got to do this thing and that thing.
Yeah, I think we're here, we're playing the capitalist game no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, even the more idealistic people, there's no way of fully escaping capitalism.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a different game in Latin America. It's more a passion thing.
Yeah.
We were also in a way privileged because we were able to go back to our home, and if things would like get super bad, we had that card of like, well, I guess I'm like, hello, mom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But here we don't have that card. It's just us, you know? And so, in that regard, it's been different, but there's some similarities. The people involved in this type of music,
yeah,
it's always like-minded, nice, people that are interested in just in different alternative of navigating life and coexisting. And it's kind of like the same heart, you know?
Yeah.
There's some other names and just tiny bit of difference in the struggle, but it's the same. It's pretty much, you know, yeah, just coping with stuff and creating beautiful art.
Yeah. Wow.
Cheers.
Yeah. Do the thing that makes you feel the most like yourself.
That's good.
That's all.
I like that.
It's yours.
It's a good closing point, I think. Zeta, you had options, but you decided to talk to me, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.